But I did the boy the mikdom. Sahema v'chaya likud rebbe. In this pasuk, there's an extra word anyway. It says behem and it says the word chaya. So the Gemara of Zion, we had the question, let us just say chaya. And behem is the chlal chaya. Why does it say the word behem before? So we made a drasha before to tell us that we're talking about where the person himself is tamei. Just like it says behem is tamei, behem is tamei over there, we're talking about the person himself is tamei. So the word behem with this pasuk is extra. Therefore, likud rebbe, like rebbe, that siv nam likud rebbe, that was rebbe's drasha on Daf Zayin. So siv nam sherit, therefore it's not a question anymore that the pasuk says a second extra word, the word sherit. So it's true, the word sherit is extra. But in this pasuk anyway, it says an extra word for drasha. And therefore the klal is, kidatana the rebbe Shmuel. It's like this, that kol parasha shenemra, it was learned already once. The nishnis, it says it a second time, it says something extra here. Le nishnis ele bishvil dovish in eschadish bo. The pasuk has a right to say a few extra words, to say a whole extra pasuk, even though it's only teaching us one thing. As long as we're learning one thing extra from this extra pasuk, it could say the whole pasuk. So here, since the pasuk says the word behemam, from that we're dashing the drasha, what type of a symbol we're talking about? Therefore, it's not a question anymore why the pasuk says extra the word sherit. But the Kiva says the word sherit is extra. You do not have to know exactly what caused you to be tummy. The law of tumas mitzvah is as long as you first knew that you were tummy in the morning, and then you forgot it, and you went into the base of mikdash, for that you chayav a korban. But Rav Elazar holds no. So the word sherit teaches us you have to know exactly what caused you to be tummy. So that's half machlekes. The other Gemara is Rav Elazar hay bo my yovelay. On the Gemara before, how could Rebbe Elazar say that a person has a doubt whether he was Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yom Kippurim? Still, we say it's Chayiv a Korban. Aye, the pasuk says Ashechot Bo, the way Rebbe Yeshua dashes. So, what does Rebbe Elazar do with the word Bo? The Gemara says that's for a different drasha. Rebbe Elazar Hay Bo Mayovidlei Prat Mesasik. That's the famous cloud. If you're Mesasik, you're being Isaac and doing something else, you're Potter. Rashi says, Mesas means V'dover Heter. You think you're doing something that's Mutter. Or Vorli Yodhi Issa, by mistake, something Issa comes. And V'lei Niskav in the Gufi, you had no intention at all of doing that. So going, what's the case? Niskav in Lachta Chetatolish. You're in the field, Shabbos, and you think this cucumber that you're cutting now was already picked off from before Shabbos. So you think you're doing an action of just slicing a cucumber. By mistake, it comes out that you're pulling the cucumber off the ground. It was so attached. So that's the case of Mesasek, that you think you're doing something that's mutter, and it comes out you're doing a different action altogether. So that's case you're potter. A regular shoygeg means you know what you're doing. Like an other shoygeg would be, you forgot today was Shabbos, but you know you're pulling off a cucumber, picking off a cucumber from the ground. Or you forgot this malach rizasa. You thought you were allowed to do this on Shabbos, but you know exactly what you're doing. That's called the shoygeg. But over here, you think you're doing something else. You think you're slicing a cucumber. You thought this cucumber was already caught. So it's an action of just slicing it. But really what you're doing is, you're picking it off the ground. It's still attached to the ground. That's called mitzvah. You think you're doing something else. That's the pasuk ha-shechot ha-bo. That you have the only time if you know you're doing the action at least. But if you think you're doing a totally different action, in such a case you're potter from the korban. The fasting is potter.
The neighbor
doesn't have the smell, but the fact that it's higher than our rights from Salome. Well, I'm not sure. Well, it's not clear we're talking about our rights. Rashi, we use that right away. Right, right. Rashi next, right. Chosi Imad Misa, that's right, right. You're right.
Big,
right. Cool. There's a question on Rashi then. Why is Rashi being down this case for? Right. That we own the Sasek by Roy Sashayev. Could be Rashi. We're going to look at this, but that's, we'll get there.
Rashi's not
the right. Right. As I said, right. Right. Just you have to see the Gemara increases for exactly what he's talking about over there. That's the study where Gemara comes out. The Sasek by Roy Sashayev. That's exactly what Rashi said it here. Right. Now, Rav Yechon, so far, this is the way we learn in the Machlokes, Rav Lezen of Kivin HaMishnah, that there's a difference in Halacha. According to Rav Lezen, you have to know exactly what caused you to become a. According to Rav Kivin, you do not have to know. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yechonon Amar no, Mashmoyev Dorshni Gibanayu. There's no real difference halacha between the two. So any question, how do you dash me from the pasuk? Havichein Amar Rav Sheshes Mashmoyev Dorshni Gibanayu. The Rav Sheshes himself, Machlev the Reb Lezer, the Reb Akiva. Sometimes you set over the halacha of Reb Lezer in Reb Akiva's name. Well, the Reb Akiva, the Reb Lezer, you set over Reb Akiva's halacha in Reb Lezer's name. Why? Because the Yelch is no difference halacha. They're both saying the exact same halacha. You do not have to know what caused you to be tamei. It's only mashmoyes doshni gibinayim. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei rovim Rav Nachi." Rav has questions from Nachman like this: what can it be? Helem ze veze biyodei mal. The person forgets two things: he forgot that he was tamei, and he also forgets that this bias is the base of midrash, and he goes in there. And then he comes out at night, he realizes what happened. Is he high of a carbon oil of the year with according to Rebbe Lez and according to Rebbe Kiva? But they say that you only high if you forget your tummy, but you know it's the base of Midrash. So that's Pshita, that if you know your tummy, just you forgot this is the base of Midrash, they hold your potter from the carbon. Because they hold vanilla means you have to know, you have to forget that's your tummy. The question is, what's going to be if you forget the both? You forget that you're tamei, and you also forgot that this is the base of Midrash, and you went in. Are you chayav a korban or not? So Amalei, first he answered back and say, that harei helem tamei biyodei v'chayav? Yes, you chayav a korban or l'biyoreh. The main thing going to Rebbe Lezer and the Kiva is, you have to forget that you are tamei. And yet the person forgot that he was tamei. So it's called helem tamei, even though we also forgot the base of Midrash, so what? And the Gemara says, no, adarabah, it's just the opposite. No, but the person also forgot that this is the base of Midrash. Mm-hmm. And according to Rebbe Lezer, you have to know it's the base of Midrash. So it's a bigger chet like you know this is the base of Midrash. So you should have been much, much more careful. So you can't answer so much, you forgot your tummy. You should have been more careful, because this is the base of Midrash. But in the case where you also forget it's the base of Midrash, then you're potter for the korban. Even though you forgot that your tummy, but as long as you also forgot that this is the base of Midrash, he held that you're potter. That's the maskana. That's what Rashi says later, that you're potter. The Rambam asked the apostle by the beginning, that you're chayim. This is where it says, now, Omer Ravashi, Rashi says, let's see. Ravashi's Havamina is, let's see what's the main thing he forgot. The Havamina, we'll soon say that doesn't make any sense. Ravashi wanted to say, Chazina, let's see. Imi Tumma Kaparish, it's like when we tell him he's tummy. That's what makes them leave the Beis Hamikdash now. Then the main thing why he walked in was because he forgot that he was tummy. And the proof is, as soon as we tell him that he's tummy, he leaves. So we see it's the main thing was the tumah, he forgot, he went in, so then he'll be chayiv. But if when we tell him, you should know you're in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the reason why he leaves. So haray helam mikdash biyadoi. We see the main thing that he forgot was that it's the Beis Hamikdash. And now when we remind him that you're in the Beis Hamikdash, he leaves, so it's the Beis Hamikdash that caused him, therefore we'll put him. I'm not sure what the Havamina was exactly, because the Gemara is simple. Omala Ravina Ravashi, what's going on here? Chulim Pirish Mimikdash, Ela Mishim Tumah. He doesn't go out because of one, it's only because he knows both. He has to have two Yediyas now. He has to know that he's in the Beis Hamikdash, but that alone is not enough. He also has to know that he's coming. And Kulum Puris Mituma Elamishamikdash. If you tell him he's coming, so what? If he doesn't realize he's in the Beis Hamikdash, he'll still stay there. He's only going to leave now when he has two Yediyas. He has to know that he's coming and that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. So what are you telling me? Let's see which one he'll leave from. He won't leave because of one. He'll only leave because of both. So Pshita, that's called Helam Zeb Zebiyodai, and he can't get out of it. Elamishinah. Rather, there's no difference which way you tell him first. And Rashi learns, Loshino v'chai, Loshino potter. Rashi tell him, like the Maskana of the Gemara before, that Adar Rabba, since... So Rabbi Kiva, it's only Helam Tumor. It's only if you forget that you're Tumay, but you know it's the Beis Hamikdash. If you at all forget that it's the Beis Hamikdash, even though you also forgot that you're Tumay, still they hold your potter for the Korban. Point of our word like this. Shnei Shevilos. Let's say there are two roads to go down. First street and second street. Echa Tomei, one street we know a mace was buried there, and whoever goes through that street becomes Tomei. The Echa Torah in the second street is Torah there was no mace there. And we're not sure which road is Tomei, and which one is Torah. Now, for Holach of the Saruvain, Holach Berishin, Sunday morning he went down the first street. He didn't go to the mace to meet the Shia. The Shani on Monday, he went down the second street. Now, the Nichnas, he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. So, such a case, Chai, the Chai of the Korban, is the Chai of the Korban. Because before he went in, he knows for sure that he's Tomei. At least it's possible, he had an idea. He knows now he went through both streets. So, for sure, he went over the Nate. And now we're talking about that now he forgot that he's Tomei, he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. So, that could be a case of the Chai of the Korban, Oyla B'Yuris. That you had a Vata idea, you knew for sure you were Tomei before you went in. What's going to be like this? Holach Berishin, Sunday morning he walks down First Street. V'nichnas, he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. So right now he's not chayav a korban because he did not have a vada yediyah before he went in that he was tamei. It's only a suffix he was tamei now. That's not called the yediyah. Then what he did was he became tor. Min ha-suffix, he had a doubt, maybe he was tamei, maybe not. So he decided to become tor. He's of Vishon of Atovo. He made the splitting of the Mechatis. Third day, seventh day, he went to the mikvah. And after he became tor, the yachaka holach b'sheni. Then the next week, he goes down the second road, and now the nechnas, he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. So chayim, the Tanakhama says, in this case, it's chayim a korban el of Yerli. Because the monashach, now we know, he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was coming. Either last week, Zia was the tumah, or else this week, Zia was the tumah. Because he went down First Street last week and went into the Beis Hamikdash, and this week he went down Second Street and went into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Manashok, one of these two roads was Tamei, so he for sure went in when he was Tamei. So Tanakhama says Chayiv, if so, it's called enough of the idea before he went in, and then Pshita, when he goes in, he forgets that he's Tamei, it's Chayiv a Korban. Rabbi Shimon, Koytum, Shimon says, no, that's not called the idea. Each time before he goes in, he does not know for sure that he's Tomei. When he went down First Street and he went into the Beis Hamikdash, it's a doubt whether he's Tomei or not. When he went down Second Street, he already became tall from the First Street. Second Street alone is a suffix. So Rabbi Shimon says that's only called a suffix yediyah. That's not mechayev your korban. From the First Street, Second Street alone is a suffix. So Rabbi Shimon says that's only called a suffix yediyah, that's not mechayev your korban. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda pointed the kula mishum Rabbi Shimon. He also, even in the first case, also yapata for the korban in the name of Rabbi Shimon. In all three cases, he says yapata for the korban. The question is why? The kula and all